Blog Talk Radio.
She brought hydrogen at one part oxygen, and there's no deviation from that formula. In the study of geometry or calculus or trigonometry, there can be no broad-mindedness for old time's sake. The solution to the problem is either right or wrong, and no tolerance is allowed. Even in the realm of athletics, there can be no broad-mindedness. The race must be played according to the rules, with no favor shown for those who are seeking assistance. Now, if all of this is true on the earthly level, how much more on the heavenly level? You see, God's laws are absolute, not relative. They allow for no variation whatsoever. Therefore, to accept the narrow way and to walk in it is to experience present satisfaction and then future realization in a day to come. For the broad way is the wrong way, because it leads to destruction. Individuals on the broad way have no principles regarding moral standards or spiritual obligations. Their philosophy is summed up in such expressions as, so what? I could care less. I'll do as I please. And the tragedy of such an outlook is that it blinds the individual to the destruction that lies ahead. For man reaches the zenith of success here on earth, yet still finds emptiness, disappointment, and frustration. And after this life, nothing but destruction and damnation. So the question I'd like to pose to you this morning is, what gate have you entered into? And on which road are you traveling? You have a choice. Make life right decision, because it's a course that we must take. For the Bible severely discourages superficial decisions or unweighted choices. It's one thing to make a choice, but it's altogether different trying to follow a course. The verses before us offer clear-cut teaching to those of us who want to press into the kingdom. Because first we must find that narrow way with decisiveness. As Jesus is preaching and teaching without much response from his audience, when someone interrupted him and said, Lord, are there few who are saved? And the master replied, strive to enter into the narrow gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter, but will not be able. Now, the word used for strive can be translated into the words agonize, to press, or fight. No mistake about it. Finding the narrow way demands decisiveness, because no one will ever drift into the life of holiness, happiness, or heaven. But if you want an easy time, continue to pursue the broad road that leads to destruction. There you won't have to strive or agonize. You'll only have to go along with the crowd. But if you desire with all your heart to enter into the fullness of life in Christ Jesus, then that course followed is decisiveness and difficulty. You see, we must follow that narrow way with discipline, because no one can achieve the best without discipline. Now, in regards to discipline, it involves personal discipline. For if we really want to enter into the narrow gate, we have to first leave ourselves on the outside. That fallen man, that fallen nature, it can't fit into the narrow way. We have to leave it all on the outside. Just like Jesus said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever desires to save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. It also entails social discipline. For by contrast, many walk down the broad road that leads to destruction. And a Christian who has totally yielded to Jesus must face the inevitable discipline of losing worldly friends. But yet and still, Jesus was known as a friend of tax collectors and sinners, even though he was holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. But gradually, his so-called followers and friends forsook him until he ultimately died alone. And I ask you the question, are we prepared for this social distance? And last but not least, we have what's called vocational discipline. To walk this way and follow our master is to focus on a single objective. This is what the Apostle Paul meant when he said, one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for those things which are ahead. He said, I crept toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Most of us incorrectly believe that we can have it both ways. We try to walk the way of discipline while making daily excursions into the world. But the narrow way leading to the fullness of life heads in one direction, the path that Jesus took. It's the course that we also must take. So we must finish the narrow way with determination. It's one thing to desire it in, but quite another to determine the goal through to the final achievement. Determination was so characteristic of our Savior, who steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Determination through the power of the indwelling spirit saw him through to his ultimate objective. Now, this was equally true of the Apostle Paul when he faced his Jerusalem. Without knowing what would happen to him, he could say, none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself so that I may finish my race with joy. Then later, Paul contemplated the end of his life. He wrote, "Now I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Beloved, if we're going to take the course that Jesus described, as well as make the course which he has mapped out for us, then we must find a way with disciples. Then when we find the way with decisiveness, we must follow the way with discipline, and then finish the way with determination, so that at the end of the day, we will be able to say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, dear Lord, we thank you for your word this morning, your word which spells out the two ways that we have to live the life you've given us. We have the narrow way, the right way. It's difficult sometimes. It's hard sometimes. It's disappointing sometimes, but there's joy there. Joy is there because that's the way that you walk. And as we travel on this narrow way, never allow us to seek the easy or the broad way that leads to destruction. Keep us on that narrow way. Keep us on the right way, until we can see your face and hear your voice saying, servant, well done. Please bless the community in a special manner. Bless us individually as well as collectively. And we pray, dear Lord, until we meet again, that you would bless us, prosper us, and anoint us. So we ask these blessings, Lord, all in the blessed name of Jesus. For his sake, we do pray. Amen. 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 Amen.